Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
We started with Hebrews 10 and 9, isn't it? He said, I've come to do your will, O God, which is to remove the first. Let's read from verse 5. Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you do not desire. He said, but a body you have prepared for me. Listen, he said, sacrifice and offering God never desire. But a body, he said, you prepared for me. Next part of scripture. Then he says, in burnt offering and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. So Jesus was the one speaking. He said, when he came into the world, sacrifices and what? Offerings, he never desired. God never desired, but God prepared a body for him. That body that will permit him to enter into the world, take upon himself our sins, so that he will die for our sins, be buried for our sins, and what? Resurrect. Now, he was saying to us that he never delighted in any other kind of sacrifice apart from that sacrifice. Are we together?
Yes,
and answered, in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you never had no pleasure. They never moved God. Like I told you, they were more like schoolmasters pointing to what Jesus will do when he comes in the New Testament. And that's why the Bible said to us in Romans 10, 4, in Hebrews 10 through 9 and down through 13, that Christ is supposed to be the end of the law. That's what 10 4 says. And 9 through 14, 10 to 14 says, Christ is supposed to, all of those Judaistic practices are supposed to reign till Jesus Christ is revealed. Because he's the actuality of all of these shadows. He's a real object of the shadows. Are we together? So I said to you, for instance, in the New Testament, we don't need to get dipped into any kind of water, because if anybody be in, is a new creation. And who is Jesus? He's a living water. And I also said in the first service that as we are saying this thing, some people will argue with it. They will argue. John argued with Jesus. Are we together? Are you all listening to me? But we are not supposed to argue. Next part of scripture. 7. Then I said, behold, I have come in the volume of the book written of me to do your will, O God. What is his will? Next part of scripture. Previously saying sacrifice and what? Offering, burnt offerings and offerings for sin, you did not desire. Meaning God is saying that I never needed those things. Whatever you were seeing as a practice was to point you people to Christ. It was not because the blood of anybody was getting to heaven. The blood of any goat. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It's so that as they are killing a lamb, the day Jesus will come and say, I am the lamb that takes away the sins of the world, they will now stop everything they were doing. So that they can figure out Jesus easily. And that is why the Bible said in John 1 that John the Baptist was baptizing with water so that Jesus can be revealed to what? Israel. Are you listening to me? So it was more like a pseudo coup. I did it one time. Get into water, come out, get into water. He said the one that the Spirit will come upon and remain. So you enter water, Spirit did not come upon and remain, you go outside. Enter water, Spirit did not come upon and remain. When you enter water and Spirit comes upon and remain, that's the one. So the day Jesus entered, the Spirit of God came upon Jesus and what? Remained. So that set of rules, that pseudo was to the end that Jesus be revealed to who? Israel. And he was. It was not supposed to be a practice for the church. This is why Paul the apostle did not do it. And some folks will say, but some of the 12 did it. It was an argument. In the book of Acts, there was so much argument in the body of Christ. Hope you know. You know, some people say they want the church like the book of Acts. That's what you are seeing today. There was argument. The 12 argued baptism. Some of the 12, argued baptism with Paul. Peter had to be the one to stop the problem. That's why he's a leader, like God is, called him to be a leader. In the book of 2 Peter 3, let's see what Peter said. There, 2 Peter 3 around 16. 2 Peter 3 around 16. He said, as also in all his epistles, let's start from verse 15. Give me the TPT. I've never seen this in the TPT before. Let me see how it sounds. And keep in mind that our Lord's extraordinary patience simply means more opportunity for salvation. So if God is patient, he's not saying that you should be stupid. He's giving you time to change, right? To receive his word. To receive his word and change. He said, just as our dear brother Paul wrote to you with the wisdom that God gave him. Listen to what Peter is saying. Because they were trying to misunderstand grace. So he's like, when Paul is writing about grace, he's not permitting you people to sin. He's trying to make people understand that God's patience towards you is to the end that you have a lot of time to receive him and be saved. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So if you see, you know, the Bible scripture that where Paul said, where there is sin, grace abides even more. It's not to the end that you should be in sin so that grace will be abiding. Peter is saying that Paul meant that when you sin and it seems as if God is patient with you in sin, it's because God is giving you a lot of time to receive his word. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And be changed. And so that the enemy will not hurt you. Are you all listening to me? So that's what Peter started saying there. He said, just as our dear brother Paul wrote to you with the wisdom that God gave him. We can just use this to nullify the stupidity that came out from the mouth of some people that said Paul's writing are not valid or Paul didn't know what he was saying at some point. The Bible said whatever Paul said was written was given to him by what? The wisdom of God. He said, just like Paul uses to teach. He said, they are overwhelming to our understanding. They are very deep. He said, and for that reason, the unlearned, those that will not study carefully, he said, they will twist it to their spiritual ruin. They will be ruined spiritually. Because they will twist it for their own gain. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? As they do to the other scriptures. If you look at it vividly, Paul was speaking about the teachings of grace. I mean, Peter was speaking about the teachings of grace that Paul began to teach. He said, firstly, they should understand that God's patience does not mean keep on sinning. Like many people are saying today. Are you listening to me? And the second part, he said, some of the teachings are quite deep, but you should pay attention to it closely, else you twist it wrongly for your own gain and be spiritually ruined. So this should bring something in mind that even Peter is agreeing that Paul's writings are deep. If Peter thinks that Paul's writings are deep, this is how you understand scripture. Then what do you think about the 12, the other 11, I mean? Will they think it's not deep? That simply means why when Paul was disagreeing with something, some of them were agreeing with it. Are you people getting out trying to explain to you? Very important. For instance, there was an argument, a serious argument on baptism and other things in the book of Acts. That's why in 1 Corinthians 1, you see Paul writing and telling the church in Corinth, he said, for me, I do not practice baptism. I'm not against those that do it. He said, from the understanding I've received from the word of God. Now, when you see a man of God say, I'm not against, he's not saying he agree with it. But he's saying, I don't want to be part of an argument. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Because blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called what? When I tell you that I don't have a problem with what you are doing, it does not mean that I agree with it. It means I don't want to argue with you. Because argument will not produce anything good. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. And you should learn this as Christians. You should not get into vain argument. If somebody wants to learn, teach the person. If somebody wants to argue, run away from that place. You are not supposed to argue. You are supposed to just reason together with people and bring out the truth. You are calling somebody mumu. You want to now explain. You have already made the person to feel bad about himself. Even if you are talking to somebody of another faith entirely, don't insult the person. And don't take this thing personal. You see somebody explaining the truth, he's boning his face. Are you the mad? Can't I make you hear this thing? No, don't bone your face. Don't be emotional. The truth can defend itself. You know when somebody wants to hear you and when somebody does not want to hear you. Many years ago, I told somebody, I teach people that want to hear, not people that need to hear. The person said, say again. I said, I teach people that want to hear, not people that need to hear. There are many people that need knowledge that I'm not going to teach because they don't want to hear. But those that want to hear are what? Teach them. Because if you teach those that don't only need to hear and don't want to hear, they will fight you. They will disgrace you. They will talk down you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's why Jesus said, I came to my own. My own received me not. Did Jesus fight to be received? Huh? He walked away. He said, I will never come back till the day you understand that me, I have been choosing to come in the name of the Lord. Meaning the day they realize that this man is not coming of his own accord, but in the name of the Lord, then he will come back to them. As long as they are not seeing it like that, he will never come to them again. And that has established in scripture that the only legitimate ground for a man of God to reject the people and go away is when they dishonor him. That's why no man of God can stay around the atmosphere of dishonor. As long as you are dishonored as a man of God, you have the right from scripture to walk away. Because nothing can happen. And the Bible also said Jesus could not perform many miracles, that he did only a few miracles in his own hometown. Because they did not believe him. Is that what the Bible said? And if you observe, was he supposed to be natural like that? The Pharisees were the ones that sponsored that unbelief in the heart of people. They said a lot of lies about Jesus. Jesus would teach something. You know, one thing with somebody who is really teaching the truth is that when you begin to teach the truth and it negates religious belief, they will not say that what you are teaching is a lie. They will start looking for stories to put in your life. For instance, they called Jesus a glutton because of the truth he was saying. They didn't just say he was teaching false doctrine. They say he's a glutton. You know what a glutton means? Kodei. That Jesus liked food. Can you believe that? Now, when they look at you now and they don't find any reason to talk against you because you are just teaching the truth, instead of saying what you are saying is not the truth, they will not look for an allegation and put on your head. Yeah, Prophet Simon is that. You know, we heard one time that they say, to get money. You know, the devil is not a reasonable person at all. At least there's a kind of lies you lie that will make sense. But say I had drugs. How? Have you ever seen me where they are taking choir? Even while I was single, I never used to eat where they drink alcohol. I never used to eat there. Because I know human beings. One day I was passing high level, I saw your pastor. I even snapped him. See him. They say, where the bottle? You say, he faced the bottle. You did like this, the bottle did for front. So I never used to eat. I remember I went somewhere to eat. Somebody was smoking. I told the woman, please, this is where people eat. Let him not be smoking. He said, no. We have tried to talk to him. He's not listening. And he's a doctor. I said, doctor. He said, yes. Like medical doctor, not doctor of the law. He said, yes. I stood up and left. Why did I leave? If somebody passed there and see somebody doing like this, and me, I'm eating those. Prophet. It does not make sense to even say things like that, but don't say it. Do you understand? So, yeah, I'm sure some of you have heard some that me have not even heard. If we start mentioning everybody talk your own, you would have heard one thing that I have not heard. Probably. That's how wicked Satan can be. You know, one time we had somebody who came to church and told my wife, she said, because she's related to the lady somehow. The lady said, they told her that if she comes to this church, that the appointment she's supposed to have with the first lady of the former administration, that they will not book the appointment for her again. She now said, is the matter that serious? They say, yes. Did the church ever kill anybody? No. What did the church do? We don't even know. But somebody took it upon himself and said, if she comes to that church, that's what will happen. That's how wicked the enemy can be. Paul said during his time, while he was teaching in the book of Acts, he said, some people come to spy our liberty in Christ. They come to spy. What are these people doing in church? Then they'll go and be saying it in their fellow friends and mock the teachers. He says, it now comes some of them, he said, they are grievous and be wounded wolves. Religious demon, like I said in the first service, is a terrible demon. I said, even for some people, Jesus could not cast the demon away. He came to his own, they received him not. A You know, I don't know if some of you have heard that line, but let me just, I feel like maybe you've heard it. You know, a preacher was preaching one time. He said, Jesus did not come to die for you. He came to die for Israel. It's not true. He now quoted the book of John 1. He said, when they rejected him, are you even getting what I'm trying to say? For God so loved the whole world that he gave his only whosoever. That's what he said. Believes in him will know what? But have what? Very important. So those kind of things, don't take it to heart. It's not true. Right now, that preacher will not say that kind of thing again. The only problem is that some people have taken it and they are running with it. Like I said in the first service, the effect of lies is that some people will take it and be running with it, even after you have seen the truth. My only consolation would have been that when you preach a lie, come back when you realize the truth and say that lie was a lie. And now it's the truth. But many people don't do it. That's why I told you in the first service, I said what it takes to know Jesus is not a physical encounter with Jesus. That's why when you become born again, the first thing you should know is not pathway to an encounter. It's a useless message. Quote me anywhere. It's a useless message. What do you want to encounter? Who do you know that you want to go and encounter? You've not even understood the realm of the spirit yet. You think you can understand the spirit realm in say part where you're trying to delve into the realm of the spirit? It's very ambiguous. What really matters in the realm of the spirit is the revelation of Jesus. He's the person of Christ. If you know Jesus, the supernatural will come and hover around you. The Bible says in Christ we are in what? On what? Mount Zion. Where the speed of judgment are made perfect. You see that everything comes close to you. Magnets was your realm when you just know Christ. So realization becomes very easy. Knowledge becomes very easy. Awareness of the supernatural becomes easy when you know Christ. Because in Christ you have come to Mount Zion. In Christ you have come into an innumerable multitude of angels. In Christ you have come to the place where the speed of judgment are made what? Perfect. In Christ. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So the Holy Ghost is the one that has been given us to know Christ, not a physical encounter with Jesus. If you have a physical encounter with Jesus, you may be wrong in your understanding with Jesus. I'm not saying Jesus cannot encounter people physically. What I'm trying to say is that sometimes it may be a demon that will encounter you. Because Paul told us that the devil can appear as an what? Angel of light. He can appear. Satan is not that cheap. He can appear as an angel of light. Imagine courage comes tomorrow and say, I was in an encounter and the Lord told me to kill several rats and pray around them and something will happen. Now he saw the Lord the way he saw in movies. Do you get what I'm trying to say? The way he saw in pictures, he had over here and he told him, courage, fear not. The same thing way Jesus would talk. Go get seven rats. For some people, I encountered them like a lamb, but to you, I'm encountering you in the dimension of a rat. Kill these seven rats. It is a dimension of me you are bringing into life, into on the earth. He will come and be crying and be shouting, I saw Jesus. If we are talking against him, you would think we are persecuting him. I know what I saw. Then maybe he will start the rat religion. I'm not joking. This is how some people start whatever they started. Do you know in UK there are some people worshipping rats? Yes. Rats that we eat here. Some people are worshipping it. You know, when people look at other religions and say people are funny, blah, blah, blah. That is how you people too, some of you have been swayed by lies. You know, somebody can sit and say, how can somebody believe that lie that and end up as a Muslim, end up as a Buddhist? Maybe you'll be talking like that. Some of you are in another religion in Christianity. And that's how you are believing a lie too. When they show you the Bible, you look at the Bible like this. When you are done with Bible, you keep it aside and carry your own religious book and say it's more important than the Bible. There are some people that will look at something, it's not in the Bible. Look at their religious book, it's inside. Choose their religious book over the Bible. What do you need to talk about those kind of people? You are in another religion in Christianity. Because you are supposed to use your brain and the Holy Ghost to think, are you listening to me? Not to mock, I remember many years ago, as a young child, one of the first things that made me to laugh in church
I was very young and very innocent. But I started laughing one day. Why they were doing a practice? I started laughing. The thing did not make sense to me. And I asked my neighbor and I asked my dad afterwards, after the service. I said, when they were talking about, I heard this word, Queen of Heaven. Queen of Heaven. When I heard Queen of Heaven, I said, ooh, I just said, God has a queen. And he's a king. Guess what I said? You don't want to hear the next thing I said. I don't want to say it again. I said it in my thought. And it doesn't mean that God... No, let me not go there. Then I asked my neighbor, am I thinking well? I mean, God is the father. And I mean, he has a wife and they give birth to a son. Meaning the whatsoever. In the realm of the spirit. I said, ooh. And the guy said, shh, stop that. That's heresy. I said, what's heresy about that? You just said Queen of Heaven. That means there should be king. Can you have a queen if you are not married? Huh? Can I say she's your queen if you are not married to her? So how did she become Queen of Heaven? She has to be married to God. Somebody said, stop that, prophet. Face your preaching, leave us. Because they don't like truth. Now say things like this. It's not. You try to. You know. You to explain rubbish is very hard. You know. According to the Bible, we observe that. Which Bible? Say okay. When everybody was dying, she did not die. Who did not die? We are not. Listen. I'm not against Mary. Mary is a nice woman that God used. But I cannot pray to the Father through Mary. And now you sense the demon of religion. Are you hearing it now in the hearts of people? It's boiling. They don't like truth. Nobody should say it like that. Find a diplomatic way to say it. How? God does not have a wife. Heaven does not have a queen. Nobody is the seat of wisdom except Jesus Christ. Nobody can be the cause of our joy. He has given us his word so that his joy is in us. Are you here? I'm still as loving as you used to know. But I have to tell you this truth. See, a lot of problems in the world because people don't want to embrace truth. If we learn to think, a lot of lies will leave the earth. Just learn to think. Many people know this truth, but the demon of religion is very strong. That you are seeing a lie, you cannot reject it. How did this thing start? You self, you don't know. And you don't care how it started. But you rather put on your doorpost, I was born in this, I will remain in this, and I will die in this. Why? Something that you entered into, you did not even start. The thing did not start through you. And you people get out, I'm trying to explain to you. It's time to wake up. Like I was telling about my mom yesterday. If we take 1 hour and pray in tongues, rather than carry 1 hour and be saying that you are a sinner, you will begin to live the way God wants you to live. You can't say you are a sinner more than 50 times a day and live righteously. That's why if you always say that thing, you will never live in righteousness. Pray for sinners, pray for sinners. How? 50 times. You call yourself a sinner, then you expect to live a righteous life? Paul banished child of Eve. Revival is happening. You are the one wondering how it will happen. It has started. As we are saying this thing, they will reject it. Some people will insult. Listen, some will believe it. If we don't dare to say it, we will not give some people an opportunity to believe it. Whether they are one or two, they will believe it. Are you listening to me? And not just that, like I said, not just for the Orthodox, but all of the lies existing in the body of Christ. All of the lies. Like I told you about that atheist yesterday. He said, Pastor, it's not like I don't want to come back and become a Christian. He said, but see, when you were listening to him yesterday, and I told him, I said, what he said is nice. He said, but Pastor, the things I used to believe as a Christian that were not true, I don't want to come back. That should not be the reason why I'm coming back to be a Christian. He said, I want all the questions in my heart answered. I told him, tomorrow evening, we'll talk. And I'll answer all of his questions. He said, because these questions are in my heart, and I'm seeing people negating God's idea, preaching God's idea. He was even mentioning a case to me. He said, the other day, somebody was on the pulpit and was saying that God was going to strike somebody dead for preaching something false. He said, is that how God is? You know, some people will come with one kind of false stature and be saying things that don't exist. One time I'll never forget, a preacher was preaching and he said, God's going to judge a preacher this year in Nigeria, and what will happen is, to the preacher is that he will run mad on stage. I just put my hand on the day he wrote it. I said, I'm going to wait for 1 year and see. After 1 year, I did not talk about it. After 1 year, we did not hear that any preacher ran mad. It was his own wish, and that comes from pride. You think you are the most righteous and everybody else is a sinner. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And you wish God can just strike somebody from the boat. Nothing like that happened. It is your own God in the foolishness of your mind that spoke to you, not the God that reigns. The other day, we were listening to something with Pastor Key, that there was a tribe. The reason why Africa is under a curse is because we were part of the tribe that saw the nakedness of Noah. That's why we are under a curse. That the boy, that child that saw the nakedness of Noah was the one that gave birth to Africa. So Africa will remain under a curse. Look at an apostolic teaching. And so people can fight and kill for that kind of understanding. Do you know, as that thing is being said, some of you now will be pointed, we are under a curse. Even though that thing is true, firstly, it's not true. But even though it's true, the Bible says curse is the one that is hung on the tree. But how can somebody open his mouth to say such a thing? Say, God, we don't know why God is not strong in our generation. In the generation of our fathers, men were walking like spirits. Men were walking in the dimension of... You now in this generation, what you are saying is not the truth. How do you want God to work? How do you want God to work? You know, there was a time they told us that there were seven apostles choosing for the whole world. Outside these seven apostles, there was no apostle that exists. One of them now broke out. I think God has changed his mind. Say, God told me my own is Africa and Brazil. God told you your own is China and Ethiopia. God told you, we didn't want to share. We're just in Makoni. We don't even know where God will put us. The thing will exist for like 2 weeks. Before you know it, it will just vanish. You know, when those lies started happening, I told my friend Micah, I said, the problem I have now is our Kaduna brothers. Sorry I had to mention this. I grew up there. I said, some of our brothers there now will take this thing better. They will start running with this thing better than the people that started it. You see that time they said people were seeing Isaiah? Oh my God. The people that will see Moses will start from the next day. So we won't go and talk to Pharaoh and say, why did you not allow God's children to go? Pharaoh, you are stubborn. I met Pharaoh and I asked him, what was the reason why? Paul warned against all of these kind of ideologies. He took time to write to Timothy and warned him against false doctrines. Are you all listening to me? These are things that negate the move of God. You are wondering, why is God not strong in our generation? These are the lies. Somebody will be teaching as an apostle and be telling you that he wants to teach you the mystery of the stars. What is the mystery of the stars? What is in a star? Maybe another will study the mystery of the moon. Another will study the mystery of the dark. Then what is there? who were taught to know Christ and him being crucified. Finish. Are you listening to me tonight? The most important has been neglected. Acts 5:42. The church, the reason for the church is the teaching, simply the teaching of Christ. Upon this rock I'll build my church. Peter said, you are the Christ. He said, on this rock I'll build my church. Why do we see a lot of things, atrocities happening in the church? We are not on the rock. We are on our own understanding. That is why we see a lot of atrocities happening. The church is only powerful to the degree that she is built upon the rock, which is Christ Jesus. You can, nothing should get you more excited than the teaching of Christ. It doesn't mean whether the people look humble or proud. A lie is a lie. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It's a lie. I told my wife one time, I said, the reason why I'm doing my own like this, my children tomorrow will rise, become mighty men of God. Let them hear my message and know that I stood against this kind of things. I don't care what anybody else think. And let me warn again. Yesterday the Holy Ghost was speaking to me. I was showing my wife something. I took a clip of a young lady and I showed her. I said, look at what this lady is doing. See how she's dressed. Now, I'm not trying to mock her and I'm not trying to condemn her. Please get the difference. As Christians, we can judge that something is wrong. Doesn't mean we are condemning the people. I said, look at how a Christian, she's a psalmist. Look at how she's dressed. And now, when she did the video, people in the comment section, if you see what it does, the body is bodying. That's a Christian. The body is body. One of the brothers said, I hope all these Christian brothers in the comment section are like me, who is only hearing the word she's saying and not the body that she's portraying. I close my eyes in the name of Jesus. And it was a joke to the brother. The way she put something on her nose, wore a cloth that stopped here. And the back too, it was show me your back too. And a very tight trouser. And some of us, Christians, purify your eyes. There's nothing bad there. Listen, is this the Christianity our fathers left for us? If we continue like this, which Christianity will remain? You know, I was speaking with my friend in UK. And while we're speaking on my birthday, I was trying to tell him, well done for your work. I see the great things you are doing, and etc. And deep in the conversation, you know, I said, but prophet, you see, it's reverse evangelism. They brought Jesus to us, but they allowed some things to affect them, and now we're taking Jesus back to them. That thing touched me. I said, wow, really? And it's actually true. Even if you have conferences there, you observe that blacks are more than whites. Have you observed that? So, and I said to myself, we're just okay. I said, how did this thing even start that it got to this point? While I was teaching, everything is not about worldliness yet. I have a view that one of the major problems was that we started teaching things that are not Christ. You see, when we start teaching things that are not Christ, they are like motivational messages, some of them. It will be making sense, but you see, you don't have what it takes to stand above evil because it's more motivation. And because you are not on Christ, any kind of thought Satan brings your heart, knocking at your heart, it will prevail because you are not on the rock. It takes the knowledge of Christ to bring down every argument that seems to raise itself above the knowledge of Christ. If you don't have the knowledge of Christ, you cannot subject any knowledge that is not of Christ. So the first problem is that they were teaching motivations instead of the revelation of Christ. I said, secondly, that paved the way for Satan to enter in all forms of immorality and atrocities. That somebody will be crying and telling you that I want to marry my goat. Is very emotional and intentional about that. She wants to marry a goat. Somebody wants to marry a little cat. And she's crying. Leave us alone to be free. What is the freedom tied to? I want to marry my cat. I hope you know people have married their dog in the US. You see, that's why I like white people. They are more developed than us. Some of them are marrying dogs. Some of them are marrying their pets, cats that some people eat in Nigeria. Have you seen where Nigerians kill dog before? I don't know if you have seen where they kill a dog in this country. You are just moving and playing with the dog with happens. You just somebody will just come at the back, hit the air, boy. And they'll start laughing. Yamutu, yamutu, yamutu. Just people can relate the most. Before you know, people will gather there and they are eating dog. Your bingo. Somebody is marrying that thing. That's what they call freedom. Because there was nothing at their gates. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? They never had revelation. I said, that's a major problem. So it paved the way for all forms of immorality. Satan, a lady. Because what will make you say you like... Have you observed that all those women that want to marry women, some of them, they almost want to look like men? Listen, let me go somewhere. That's not where the problem started. Though. For the fact that they almost want to look for men, that's not where it started. People now mock them in class. They felt bad about themselves. So they said, ah, since people say we look like men, okay, we'll accept it that God wants us to be actually men. Maybe it's a mistake. Now we prefer women. That's how lesbianism started. It's a function of low self-esteem. And some men too that look like women. That's where it started from. They say you look like a woman. You agree that you are a woman. Instead of you to start behaving like a man, you accepted it. So they are toasting you. You are doing your hand like this. This is how it all started. Are you all listening to me? Because if you look at all this, you say, let's try to stop lesbianism and gays in our country. Preach Christ and him being crucified. It was because the emphasis was wrong. That's why the door for Satan was open. There was nothing to resist Satan. That's the same problem that is happening today. We are teaching prosperity, majoring on things that are not Christ, and neglecting the teaching of Christ. Before you know, we have all the biggest churches in the world in this country, yet the rate of immorality will still be on the high side. That's what I was telling him. I said, that is why today some of our people, they don't even fear God. When you talk about their dressing, they'll say, leave us like that. Because they've seen somebody who is a Christian, who is a psalmist, doing it. So I was showing her. And she was like, many of them like that, they don't see it as a problem. And that's the problem. The problem is that they don't see it as a problem. It's no self-esteem. And I told to her, I said, you see, if this thing continues like this, a time will come, Christianity will be almost wiped out. This is not what our fathers left for us. I'm not saying everything they left was accurate though. But at least some of these people, they left decency for us. Yes, sir. Am I saying the right thing? Yes, sir. When you say a Christian lady, there was a time you will know in this country that this lady is a Christian. Am I saying the truth? Yes, sir. It's not a must that she will not wear earrings. But somehow you can look at the lady and say, this is a Christian, even with her earrings. But today it's looking like it's not true. I was watching something on Facebook. Thank God for Facebook. We are seeing all the foolishness. And thank God that's why we can speak against them. One popular Christian fashionist that is making dresses for people and the rest. One time she said she was inspired by the Holy Spirit to make a dress that was showing the breast of a lady that was about to get married. And she says it's the Holy Spirit. It's not the Holy Spirit. It's a holy demon. It's the truth. We have to be bold and come and attack all of this rubbish happening in the body of Christ. And just a few weeks later, we see the videos. She's vibing to worldly songs. And there are some of you who are sowing today. You are sowing. And that's your role model. It was not bad that she was your role model. It was not a bad decision you made. Because we actually too felt like that is somebody that is a model. Even on our wedding, we saw the gospel song she did and cried. But today we don't understand what is happening. Money has started making you feel like you have arrived. Why? Because, you know, most of them, listen, please listen to me carefully. Most Christians think that the end of the journey is money. Are you listening to me? Most Christians think like the end of the pursuit, when you hold Jesus, the reason why you are holding on to Jesus is so that at the end you will make it. Hear the emphasis. That's why if they finally make it and give the testimony in church, they'll go back to club. Because they think that's the reason why they started pursuing Jesus. They never understood Jesus. Like somebody finished big Brother Ninja went to a church, I think in Lagos, and was giving testimony. They were even giving, doing thanksgiving. They came out from a stupid atmosphere of demons, drinking, smoking, all form of atrocities, and they are giving testimony in church, doing thanksgiving in church. That's a taboo. And somebody has to speak about it. Yes, another generation of people will rise up. Maybe one day in GCMI, I will hear that somebody has applied for Big Brother Niger and is trusting prophet to lay hands so that favor will follow her or him. That day will never come. You think it's a coincidence that we're in this church? Nobody is doing that kind of hair? Nobody is doing that kind of lips? You think it's a coincidence? That you check 90% of our boys and nobody is putting chains on the body or on the hand or trying to... You think it's a coincidence? Paul said, be careful the things you know as doctrines. He said, in being careful, you build yourself. You save yourself. He said, and those that hear you. Me, I stand against false doctrine, but something you must know. Don't ever think because I stand against false religious doctrines, then I permit indecency. That's where you have made a terrible mistake. As a young preacher, as a young man that I am, I stand against wrong doctrines, religious doctrines, wrong ideologies from religion, and I stand more strongly against anything that alters holy living. I stand against it. Paul said to us in one of his letters to Timothy, he said, any doctrine that neglects only all unto God is from the devil. He said, and the people that practice it do not know nothing. Do not know what? Nothing. Then my sins are forgiven. My sins are forgiven. Tattoo is everywhere in your body. Your sins are forgiven. Oh, he paid the price. He paid the price. And you are shaking it, boo. He paid the price. That's not part of Christianity. Are you listening to me? And ladies, be consoled. See, if Jesus has really happened to your heart, there'll be moderation. There'll be moderation. Are you listening to me? There are certain clothes you look at and burn. It's not a joke. It's the truth. You can't wear every cloth again. Nobody needs to preach to you. The Bible said when we teach you the truth, we don't need to tell you what is wrong from what is evil. We just teach you Christ. You figure out what is wrong from what is right yourself. You tell me now, Prophet Simon, write the way ladies should dress in this church. If you give me eternity, I will not be able to finish it. I don't know how ladies dress. See, I don't understand ladies dressing till today. I can't tell you which dressing is right. But I know somehow that if you see somebody looking decent, you can tell this person looks decent. That's just the truth. How can you be a Christian lady? You are comfortable showing your breast. There's a cloth you make now that the upper part of your breast is pumping outside. Then you do selfie and you are putting on Facebook, bought with a price. You now say, I'm under the grace. I'm under grace, not under the law. He has nailed all of the handwritings of law written against me on tablet of stone. Oh, hallelujah, I'm free. You are not free, you are foolish. Are you listening to me? That's what some foolish people think that grace means. I showed you what Peter said. Is it in the second service I was explaining that? Second Peter 3. The misunderstanding of the message. Peter started in TBT rendition by telling us, I think we are still there, self. Verse 14. Start from verse 14. Is it 14 or 15? 15. He said, and keep in mind that our Lord's extraordinary patience simply means more opportunity for what? Just as our dear brother Paul wrote to you with the wisdom that God gave him. Meaning Peter is addressing the message that Paul preached. He's saying that don't misunderstand Paul when he teaches grace. The reason why God is long-suffering towards us is because he's giving us the opportunity to hear the gospel and adjust. Not that he supports the foolishness. Say, I'm in Christ and you are still smoking. I'm in Christ and still. It's an opportunity to just repent. He is the way, truth, and life. Are you listening to me? Many you can, you as you are teaching God's word, you can explain God's word in a way that people will get come, I mean, have access to the truth of God's word and begin to experience the life of God. Same one word of God. One word of God. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He is one and the same. Way, truth, life. Are you listening to me? Same message. One gospel. It depends on how you explain it to people. The purpose for Christianity is kingdom, not grace. Grace is the pathway. It's how God configures us, capacitates us to a people that can represent His kingdom. You see that? So grace is as important as the goal, kingdom. If you misunderstand grace, kingdom will never be fulfilled. If you don't understand kingdom, you teach grace wrongly. Because you think we are just on the earth for our sins to be forgiven. To what end? That is why the same Paul said in a great house and several vessels, and via the knowledge of God's word, if you purge yourself from the latter, you become a vessel profitable for the master's use. Are you getting something now? The same Paul. You are here when I negated some songs, and I told you never to sing them in this church till Jesus come. If they don't repent, we will never sing those kind of songs. Why? Because I saw the singer with nose ring as a man. I saw him bowing his ears as a man and revealing his shirt to his chest as a man. I have an opinion that if you keep on listening to somebody like that, you start behaving like him. I have an opinion. You may say, Pastor, you don't understand what I'm saying. It's just a song. You can't hear somebody's song without the Spirit being imparted to you. Quote me anywhere. Years ago, I had an encounter listening to a gospel song and I saw demons coming. I thought I was foolish until a lady said the same thing in Zaria. Demons were coming. If you did fornication right now and you carry a microphone and said, Jesus, love of my soul, nobody will know. If you're in the depths of sin and you're thinking, nobody will know. Only a man who is spiritually discerning enough can pick out something that something is wrong somewhere. But nobody will know physically. Will anybody know physically? If you have ever made that your way of life, but are still, you know, you are okay in the sin, we're not saying you have a weakness. If you have a weakness, it's different. You are okay, comfortable in the sin, yet you want to be singing everywhere as a service. What do you think you'll be expect? You'll be giving people? It's demons you'll be imparting to people. Because you are okay in the sin. You know, one time, one of my guys sent me a clip where they caught a popular, a known gospel singing whatsoever group. There was a part of them that they were accused, and the person actually have stopped singing in the group. What happened was that in the church, he raped somebody in church when there was nobody around, and the lady's father, who is a pastor, filed a case against him, and they took it so serious, so they had to excommunicate the person from the group. And he was like, Pastor, but this person have been singing blah 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 blah. I said, it's not about the singing blah 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 blah. It's not about it. Is it not in this same town that somebody said, anytime I sing, that's why I sense the anointing for singing enough? In this same town? And majority of this problem, the reason why this problem is so thick is because most of these people do not even have a local church. A good local church where they sit down to learn the word of God. When you start singing, you think you are a master of your own. That's why if you don't have a place where you submit to as a service, I will never invite you to this church. I will never do that. If I don't know who your pastor is, you will never come here and sing. Why? Because I don't trust you. Have you not seen them go to sing in places, and when they are done, some of your ladies, they'll carry them and go? You know, ladies can be excited for no reason. There's a way you play this drum now, a lady will be looking at you with her side eye. She likes the way you play. That's the reason why she likes you. Even that guy that will be on TikTok and do like this, he has a lady that likes him for doing like this. Ladies can like you for any kind of reason. So I like the way he just claps his hand. God, that's why I like him. Am I saying the right thing? Like somebody that said, why do you want to marry the guy? Say, he's pink lips. That's enough reason. So you want to enjoy pink lips all the days of your life. You don't know that there's a day pink lips will turn to black lips. What if, God forbid, they blow him and the pink lips swell up? Oh, I become very big. Like bomo lips. What will you do at that point? You will definitely look for another one with what? Pink lips. This one you are putting earpiece. Are you hearing me? Reduce the volume. You are not. You thought the volume is not plenty. It's plenty. So that you not shine. I'm the one teaching. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you all listening to me? I've hit the religious. Allow me to hit some of you. Because this hitting will go all out. Everywhere. Everybody will collect. Are you listening to me? I'm not just against those folks. I am for everything that is a lie. It's time to wake up. We are keeping quiet like we don't know what is happening. We all know what is happening, no? We are just pretending. You know, one time somebody was speaking to me and I said, let me show you a power scripture. I think I should just bring it up here. It's Paul's writing. It's 1 Corinthians 9 and 21. Are we there? Let's read from verse 20. Verse what did I say? Is it 21? Can I? No, give me from verse 26. He said, now let's read from verse 26. He said, therefore I do not run aimlessly. Therefore I run toss with what? Not with what? Or sentence. Give me in TPT. It will be more direct. Let's read together. One, two, go. You know, when you are boxing, you are not hitting somebody. You are just throwing aimless punch. Next part of scripture. Why is he saying this? He says, but I train like a champion athlete. I subdue my body and get it under my control so that after preaching the good news to others, I myself won't be disqualified. See, don't be biased with truth. You are not the one that started Bible, that started Christianity. I wish I can tell you people that, see, no matter what you do, you're going to go to heaven. It's not true. This is the person that God used to start teaching us the grace message. He's telling you that don't run aimlessly. I even get what I'm trying to say. How do you run aimlessly? You are a Christian, you are full of sin, full of deceit. Then he says, but I train like a champion athlete. I subdue my body and get it under my control so that after preaching the good news to others, I myself won't be disqualified. So Paul is saying, I may be disqualified. There's a possibility that I can be what? Disqualified. So, Pastor Samuel, you mean you are not teaching eternal salvation? I've never told you I don't believe in eternal salvation. We are forgiven eternally. We are saved eternally. And if you understand that, you will not be sinning eternally. It's because you don't understand you've been saved eternally. That's why you are in sin. Listen, before some of these teachings started, I've heard Kenyon. I've heard Kenneth Hagin. I've listened to their sermon so much. One of the most powerful sermon people believe Kenneth Hagin ever taught before he died was in him. One of the most powerful sermon. I've heard all of those teachings. And I've never heard them say things like that. Neither have I seen it in the Bible. The Bible teaches us the possibilities in Christ, the strength we have in Christ. These religious beliefs, because I still believe these people saying this in are religious people. There are people who cannot truly agree with these teachings. It's so big in their heart, they can't just accept it. But God's word said that we can live above sin. Can you say, don't emphasize weaknesses as a Christian, emphasize the strength you have as a Christian. What you talk about enough, you see the manifestation. Yes, say, as a Christian, you live the truth about you. You are talking about probabilities. As a Christian, you see, even if we sin sometimes, God will still forgive us. Let's not talk about that yet. Why not start saying things like this? We are born of God and we have overcome the world as Christians. Why not emphasize that those that are born of God cannot sin because the seed of God is in them? Why not emphasize that they that know God cannot continue in their sin? Why talking about weakness? Why not emphasize Romans 6 and 6? That body of sin has been done away with. Why not emphasize verse 7? That they that are dead are freed from sin. Why not emphasize Romans 8 1? That there is now no condemnation to we in Christ because we are not working under the law. We are not working under the law. But no, let's even quote it here. It said, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Verse 2, it says, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ. He said, it has made me free from the law of sin and death. You see that? These are the truth of God's word. You are there thinking of whether you will make heaven or not. As a believer, that's not what should be, that should not be your emphasis. We have been called into a kingdom. And the aim of the kingdom is to bring heaven to the earth. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
But because your heart has failed you, you already believe that you may see. That's why you have itchy ears waiting for someone to say nonsense so that you believe. Is this not Paul telling us not to run aimlessly? Tell them to explain the scripture. Go and meet them anywhere. They'll say the Greek word, the Greek rubbish. None of them can speak against that part of scriptures. Because it's stated clear, very clear. Carry even NLT. That supports that kind of, you don't understand what I mean by NLT. But even use NLT and check that part of scripture. It's still the same thing. There is no way to adjust it. And I believe God allowed us not to have any way to adjust it because he knows a day like this will come. Thank God Paul said that. Are you listening to me, people of God? Somebody said to me, but Simon, you know, but there's nothing there if somebody bore their nose. There's nothing there if you don't bore your nose too. So why do you choose to bore your nose? If you don't bore your nose, you will not die. If you bore your nose, maybe you are claiming you will not die. So Kukuma, don't bore your nose so that you will not die. And which one have more advantage for God that you don't bore your nose? Because people will believe you are more of a Christian when you don't bore your nose than a Christian when you bore your nose. Imagine you carry bored nose with ring. Hello, I want to talk to you about Jesus. Your sins are forgiven. In fact, when we see your bored nose, we know what gospel you preach. Your own gospel will be whatever you do in the flesh does not matter. Check people that have bored nose. That's their emphasis. Ladies are getting angry. Not just bored nose. Dyed hair. Leg chain. You walk like a mad yoha. That's what you be saying. You don't have rest. I was talking to some people in my office. I was telling him when I used to wear bangles. I said, I will go far. I will not remember I don't have my bangles. Then I will not take same distance back. I'm going to carry those two bangles and put. One day I now ask myself, this thing is in witchcraft. That's how God delivered me. Do you know my spiritual father used to cut that thing till he died? I was still putting it. After his burial, I started putting it again. I didn't care. He will cut it anytime he see me. He will just draw it and release it. It will hit me. Pap! He said, stay like that. He cut. Pap! Then if he draw it the last time, I'll be praying for it to cut. If he cuts, that's how I'll be released. One day, when I went back home, I rushed back. I now carry the two bangles and put on my hands. So I had this peace of mind. You know, I was so close to the church. And I rushed back home because I forgot two bangles. So when I wore it and I was going back, I had the Holy Spirit asking me, like I was talking to myself. I said, wait, is it because of these two things that I rushed back home? My body was just weak. I removed it and cut it the way you used to cut it. I just cut it. It just fell on the ground. I said, from henceforth, I will never wear this thing again. For I've realized that this thing has become an idol to me. For many people, that's the same case. For many of us that wear this, what is it called? It's the same case. If you don't wear it, you cannot move out of your house. You feel you are not complete. We have not grown to a point. Dressing, we don't know the beginning of the dressing. See, have rest of mind. We are not condemning you. Have peace. Be comfortable with just watch. You are okay. There's nothing there. See, Kai, there's one new hairstyle that the gospel artists have started doing. The hairstyle is tap. You bap the side of your head, then you now do the side like you plait. Plait. If you observe, Nigerian boys have started doing it. Bap side of the head, they will now plait or back. They will now pull your ink. Oh, Mama, you always on time. Everybody, in fact, you see them, we want to be doing our Imbo boys. Everybody lift the voice and say, oh, Mama. Ignorance in display. You are not proud of being a Nigerian. I remember one that said he wanted to be a vegetarian. He has changed. You grow up eating akpu. All forms of honor. Especially that you are a thief boy. Then you want to become. How will you become vegetarian? In your blood, no vegetarian ever existed. In your lineage. It's not natural for a thief man to be a vegetarian. It's not possible. We are meat. Meat is us. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He didn't say he wanted to be. He nearly died. He said, "Cry, that thing, no, it's not for me. I said, brother, it's not for us. Eat meat." When God said have dominion, I believe he gave the thief man a special aspect of that dominion over the meat of the earth. Hallelujah to Jesus. Say, want to be vegetarian. Just like that, you wake up, lose 17. Wake up and say, I want to become the next Barack Obama. Is Barack Obama anybody should be like? Somebody that believes that theism is okay. He's the first person that allowed those kind of things to happen in America. It's not a model for me and my children. Now, I'm not trying to condemn him, but in the realm of the spirit, his name is not written. Because he negated the kingdom. Do you understand what I'm trying to teach you? But Simon, what kind of boldness is this? But it's the truth. It's the truth. Didn't you read the book of Revelation? How some churches have been removed. Their candlestick. He said, I will off your candlestick. But they were having, they were having services. He said, I will off your candlestick. So they will be hyped upon the face of the earth, but in the realm of the spirit, they don't even exist. Tell somebody to be bold about your belief. Like I always say, looking like this, do you die? Come, Donald. Are they looking dead? Are they looking like losers? Is this man not looking okay? Ladies should answer me. Is it not fine? I did not say guys, ladies alone. Ladies, is it looking fine? Is it looking fine too? They are shy, you see. It's okay. Do they need to put bangles to prove that they are men? Do they need to shave the sides of their eyebrows? There are some men that will do like this. Oh, Mama. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Or do one unnecessary frying of hair? You know, there's one time I saw a brother in church. I said, what do you fry? What is your aim? He fried the hair. Said the hair is begging. I beg, stop frying me. You know when you kill chicken and carry the chicken and put inside hot water, the way the hair will just stand up anyhow and be ready to be plucked out. If boiled that hair, fried it till I was preaching on a Tuesday service. I said, wait, it be this one. I almost wanted to practice that chicken thing. And I called his HOD after saying, I said, please go and beg that boy to leave the hair to rest. Let the hair rest. You know, I don't know what some of you are thinking when you fry your hair. Put the razor. Another week, put it like, where are you going to? Your hair should just be okay. See this hair now. Is it not okay? They fry this hair, oh. But it's still okay. Yes, me, I know. You don't need to tell me. They fry this hair. There's even dye in this hair, ma. But is it not okay? Because melasa was not created for women, it was created for hair. So it's not a bad thing. Did you catch that revelation? It was created for what? Hair, not for women. So it's not a bad thing. It's not looking obvious. But what if you don't carry, look at this boy here and one is going like that? You know that kind of hair ladies used to do that they use thread. It should just be looking like this. You'll be wondering where what is Donald looking for? And this man of God said, me, I don't care for this kind of hair. I want low cut. And it's still okay. Because what Donald is looking for, he has. You know, his own is arranged. He can even fetch more and give Donald. So Donald had this one, him, he has this one. And that's it. See, do what works for you. Like Pastor Fina, I have my head. Come, let me use it for example. Be proud of your bare head. There's nothing there. See, you don't know some ladies only like men with bare head. Ladies, am I saying the truth? Did you not reply very well? Oga, come. You might have bare head. Come. So let me show you something that is happening here. See this one, bare head. Stay like this. I used to be saying it. I used to see some holes there. He wants to leave his hair, so he will not try and put dye here. See now, there's dye in this place. He will use dye to complete the hair. You understand? So, and it's not a problem because it's not looking bad. Pastor Fee said, no, I don't think my own will work like that. I've tried it before. Even if I put dye, the dye will just go and be staying there like paint. So, what I'll do is that I'll remove it entirely. And now that she has removed it, is he not looking fine? Pastor Edon is in his own rep. Everybody are enjoying their thing in their own rep. And be careful, some of you is barbers that gave you by it. Be very careful. Alright? That's how it is. Same for ladies. Some ladies have peace of mind, some don't have. Some have, some don't have. I told one lady one time, when she was working with her, she was just doing like this. I said, it's possible to buy a shoe that is like semi-high heels. They don't have shoes like that. Why you be working like this? You don't have peace of mind. If you must wear high heels, practice it. Yes. It starts in your house. Put it and be doing like this. You practice it in your house, then you can bring it to church. Now, after service, you see what will happen in this church. You start seeing. Even to the gate, some cannot move. If they move, it's like this. Please, Ocha, come, let me hold your hand, please. Well, keep on faking it till you make it. It's not bad. Keep on trying. It's not really bad. Keep on trying because you should not be a local child. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The pastor, oh, thank you. We start wearing slippers. We rebuke that spirit of slippers in the name of Jesus. Some of you like slippers. Ladies, oh my God. My emphasis are the ones that do makeup. If you observe, that demon have left GCMI. Makeup is not bad, but there are some that are not doing makeup. They are wearing masks. It's not makeup. It's masks. If you hold their face like this, you remove the face they've placed on their face. It's like using plaster. Then you see them paint green. Paint this. Paint that. Was I speaking that thing with you? The spirit left. Now every guy in this church is looking, is seeing everything clear, right? You like what you see, young man, isn't it? But those days, are you listening to me? They did one test somewhere. They now said, okay, let me even do it here. Men, you like makeup or no makeup? Answer with a loud voice. Makeup or no makeup? If you prefer no makeup as a man, raise your hands up. I see that 90% of men are raising their hands up. What did they make you pursue makeup like that? It's not for any man that I'm living my life, oh. It's for myself, oh. God did not create me for any man. He created you for a man. Whether you like it or not, you were created for a man. The Bible says it is not good for a man to be alone. I will make for him a helpmeet suitable for him. He did not create lion for man. It's you. So, if a man does not like what he's seen, it should not be like that. If majority of the men think too much makeup is unnecessary, why are you doing so much makeup? And don't be copying what they call them. Those women that they call feminists. Don't copy feminism. You are seeing some of them over 50. Don't copy them. Say, all men are scum. Am I scum? Are these pastors scum? Somebody say, maybe we have not realized yet, sir. Now who they catch, now you see. Maybe he is. Not all men are scum. God has a wonderful husband for you. And he has a wonderful wife for you. Say amen. He has somebody suitable for you. Perfect for you. Glorious for you. And the glory you may not see now. But be in faith. As Christians, God said we should live by faith. And not by sight. Faith. If you are walking by faith, the man God may give you, you may not see everything figured out yet. The woman God may give you, you may not see everything 100% working yet. Sometimes men can be very biased. What kind of a woman do you want to marry? A woman that moves like an angel, talks like an angel, and behaves like a saint. She doesn't exist. And if you ever see that woman, she's a hypocrite. They don't exist. So I like that lady. How does she work? She works like a saint. See, you marry her, every man must be worked upon to be suitable for you. No matter how in this world, I said that before I got married. No matter how you think you are good in this world, eh? No matter what you think you are made up of in this world, as long as you want to marry Prophet Simon, there is so much work to be done. A lot of correction, especially on your mouth. A lot. If you ask my wife today, what is the least thing we have used since we got married? It's a degree. That's the thing we have not used since we got married. She made a first class degree. That's the only thing we have not used yet. And I told her before I got married, I said the last thing we may ever use in your life is your degree. What I'm looking for is not a woman with a first class degree. It's a woman that is a suitable helpmeet for me. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Very important. Hallelujah to Jesus. Very important. So don't be proud. Be okay when they say submit to a man. Let the thing not squeeze, make your face squeeze. Women, submit to your husband.
If they say, women, submit to your husband, be happy. Wow, I can't wait to make that man feel like a king. See them. It is making you feel okay because you don't want to think like that. Imagine you meet your husband in the morning. Ekarosa.
My Lord,
what do you want to eat? So women are boiling their spirits. I beg you. Who then be? See, tell God I'm ready to be submitted to the man you give me. Be okay with it. Practice submission. Say, I grew up amongst men and we fought every time. Your husband is not your next brother. Your husband may look like your brother. He's not your brother. Say, honey, when I look at you, you remind me of Johnson, my elder brother. We used to fight, eh? He's not your elder brother. He's now a master over you. Not master of the universe. Master over you. Practice it from this age. Some of you men have run away from you. You are saying God will bring a better one. The men are out there telling people what you did to them. Everybody is taking caution of you. Because they say, that girl, I tell her something one day, then she pushed me for chest, say, you're mad. Then do you? Now I pack my load, run. As he's telling that one, maybe he thought he heard God. He said, I beg, oh. God, I beg, oh. He's telling her, the news is spreading. God, everybody, when they tell anybody, you say, God, I beg, oh. They tell anybody, say, God, I beg, oh. Now your name is God, I beg, oh. You wanted to fight man. You push man on the chest. Who goes you? You are talking to a man, you are putting your hand on the brain. You didn't whine, you didn't mad, they do you. That's how you are arguing with your brother. You think this is another brother. They just toast you, started you didn't mad. 2 weeks, oh. What is wrong with you? See, I don't like when you behave. You behave like something is wrong with you. You are touching your brain. You behave. That's a man you are talking to. I hope your relationship is okay. This is why I shouted, Kai. Abego, you are almost married. Mario. I don't like. That's a man. You know where a man is in the realm of the spirit. So all these men will be talking, their head will be going big, big, big. It shouldn't be small, small, small. Why is it paining you that their head is going big, big? You have pride. As pastor, they talk now, their head could be big. I wish pastor did not say this kind of thing at all. That's why they have pride. A man will come to church and be telling you, hey, come. I've never taught anybody in this church to come and say to any woman, hey, come, if you try that thing, the woman that should submit to you is your wife, not any woman. Yes, there are some women here that are your spiritual seniors, physical seniors, spiritual seniors. Are you listening to me? Yes, you see somebody that's senior, you say, good afternoon, ma. Greet her. Yes, sir. You say, I'm a man. Prophet taught us that you people should respect us. Somebody that's senior you spiritually, that if God wants to pick who to use, he will pick the woman. You are not calling her, hey, you girl. The only person subject to you is your what? The Bible never said women submit your husband. It said wife submit your husbands. So I'm talking this now is for people that will marry eventually. But how do you even see those traces? From dating level. Check everything you need to check. And don't make a mistake and marry wrongly. For me, I believe that if women know how to cleanse their mouth, cleanse their tongue, their life will be perfect. They just know how to tame your tongue, your mouth. The problem of 90% of ladies is in their mouth. 90% of women. When the man talk one is like he own transformer. Own generator, I mean, broom. You know when you want to own generator, broom. You just, the man will just do broom, then they will start. Learn to keep your mouth shut.
Sometimes even the men God bring your way, if you keep on talking, people will take wrong reports to them. Like a lady I knew that was working in a place she's not supposed to be working, somewhere, I think Niger, some sort of, and I said she should stop because they say she used to quarrel every time with people there. So I said, stop it. Because if somebody loses money, even though he really lost, he want to fight you. All these people that play bet and visual especially, when they lose, they used to have anger issues. And they'll be quarreling and should be fighting. And I say you have to stop that because it will paint a wrong picture that you are fighting men. And it will be difficult for you to find a man to settle down with. Are you listening to me? If you just have the fruit of the Spirit, life will be sweet for you. Are you all listening to me? It will be easy for you. A lot of things will work out for you. Now, Pastor Simon, you mean having the fruit of the Spirit means we should be quiet to every foolishness? No. I was praying one day and I was trying to judge myself concerning some issues lately. And the Lord told me, see, the same Jesus that flogged people in the temple is the same Jesus that said Herod is a fox and he's not going to come. And it's the same Jesus that was saying, if you slap me here, turn to the other cheek. There are some issues you have to address, even if you have the righteousness of God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But a lot of times you have to be patient with a lot of people, especially people who are ignorant. You have to be patient with them. If they say somebody don't like you, don't feel bad. Be okay. One of the things I forgot to tell you, I wanted to say it at the beginning of the first service. See, be very okay that people don't like you. If they don't like you, it's fine. But don't be the reason why they don't like you. You are not in this world to make people happy. You are in this world to fulfill destiny. Are you listening to me? Very important. Don't be the reason why people don't like you. But if people don't like you, be okay with it. Do you know there are people who cannot sleep because people don't like them? Even me, I used to be a victim of that. That's the truth. Somebody did not celebrate your birthday. You are saying, are they beefing me now? No, be very okay. They did not celebrate. It's fine. Somebody did not do that for you. Be okay. There's nothing there. Keep on with the good energy. Are you listening to me? Fulfill destiny. Not that you are finding out. You want to have a meeting. For what? Time is going. You are having a meeting. To judge irrelevant things. Well, there are two conclusions for me. Love God, fulfill destiny, make a lot of money. Love God, fulfill destiny. What did I say? Make a lot of anything outside is still affecting your peace. Forget it. Love God, fulfill destiny, make see the money, but put a lot. Let me look. Then leave the rest. Are you blessed? We'll continue next week. Bow your heads and pray. Father, we give you praise and worship you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for his word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' gracious name, amen.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.